Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In a recent podcast, we discussed why your sales teams might not be asking for referrals. When I was speaking at that conference that I mentioned, and the sales leaders and business owners were asking me about referrals, the next question they asked is, okay, well, how can we give them the language to ask for referrals? Because my teams are saying, I ask for referrals, but I'm not getting any names. My contention is this: the vast majority of salespeople ask for referrals the wrong way. The majority of salespeople look at their client in the eye and say, Colleen, do you know anyone that would be a good fit for our business? Or, Colleen, who can you introduce us to that would make a great client for us? Those questions are useless. They're too broad. And the most common response you're going to get is, I don't know, but let me think about it. And of course, they go back to their desks and get busy with all the other stuff that they're doing in the day, and your request slips out of their mind. Not because they don't want to refer, but just because other things are going on and they can't think of anyone at that time. Your request has to change fundamentally. First, you have to do the work for your client. The best thing you can do is go to your client equipped with the names of people or the positions or the companies that you want to be introduced with. Then, ask for a specific introduction. So, for example, I might say, Casey, I'd like to meet Chris in your office because I think he'd be a good fit for our product. Could you help me with an introduction? Or if I didn't know Chris's name, I might say, Casey, I'd like to meet your VP finance. Can I tell him we do business together? Maybe it's a different division you want to be referred to. And I could say, Casey, I'm really hoping you could introduce me to your West Coast division. Can you help me with an introduction? That word help is magical. Almost impossible for Casey in this scenario to say no, because people want to help. So change your mindset. Do the work for your customer. Ask for specific introductions and ask for help. And finally, here's my favorite way to ask for a referral. This guarantees 100% success rate that your client will say yes. It's an approach I call indirect, or don't ask, just tell. And it works like this. I do some research and discover that Chris is the person that I want to be referred to. And I know that Casey knows him because they work together. What I will do is say this: Casey, I'm going to be calling Chris next week. Can I tell him about the success that we've had? If you pay careful attention to that language, I'm not asking Casey's permission. I'm telling her that I already have a call scheduled. What that means in her mind is that I'm already an insider. I already have a relationship. I already know Chris. And it makes it easy for her to say yes. You'll also notice that I didn't use language like, can I use you as a referral? Or can I talk about business? I used, can I share your success with him? Everybody wants to brag about their success, and that makes it even easier for Casey to say yes. Asking for referrals can be simple. Just don't forget that it's your job to do the work for your clients. In this case, if you ask a bad question, you're going to get a bad answer. So refine the way you ask.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.